When I think of coffee cake, I think of something to eat with coffee, but not made from coffee.
Hmm. Okay, so what kinds of cakes would that be?
Well, they're normally a frosted cake. I can't give you a specific recipe, but they usually come in different sizes. You break them apart, maybe. Maybe a cinnamon roll, something similar to that. But a mm-hmm. cinnamon roll certainly is something different than a mm-hmm. coffee cake.
Okay, all right. When you mash up apples and put them in a jar, that's known as?
Applesauce, of course. Mm-hmm. You make lots of that.
Now, some of these questions are about the farm and the ranch, so if you don't know what the word is, I totally understand.
Sure.
Now, there's a kind of a fence on a farm that you can sit on because it has two poles and then poles going horizontally. So you could actually get up and sit on it.
As part of a fence?
Well, what would you call that fence?
Well,
it's a special kind of fence.
Horse, which has two legs, each end, and a bar across.
Well, what I'm trying to describe is a fence that goes a long ways, but each part of it it has wooden poles sticking straight up out of the ground,
yeah.
And then each of those poles is joined to the other poles by horizontal poles of about the same width, maybe
okay.
a little bit smaller.
Yeah.
But so that
fence. Then.
Yeah, exactly.
I was thinking of a fabric type fence. But you're talking about a rail fence.
Yeah.
A split rail. Oh, sure, I'm familiar with those.
Yeah. Okay, great. An enclosure for horses.
Oh, corral.
Okay. And you put the cow out to?
Pasture.
Mm-hmm. And you play football in a football
field.
Mm-hmm. And farmers keep hay in the...
Well, now they don't even put it in a barn anymore. They roll it up and cover it with plastic and set it outside. Isn't that terrible?
Yeah, I don't understand that.
A hayloft... I can remember my grandfather's or my uncle's barn.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it was... it had... on either side, it was two stories, and they would put hay on the second story and refer to it as a hay loft.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd have a hay fork that would transfer back and forth on a pulley arrangement. Then in the center of the barn, it was open all the way up, and they had the large equipment in there. They didn't have tractors at the time, but they had plows and discs and disc furrows and
mm-hmm.
that type of thing. Then on the bottom were the animals when they would come in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
It gets cold back there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, great. How about the corn? Where would a farmer keep corn?
They had a corn crib, which was an open air thing, but so it would dry out and
mm-hmm.
it would stay.
How big was it?
Theirs was fairly small. I would guess it was probably maybe... 20 feet in diameter by maybe 30 feet tall. It wasn't big, and then it had a round shed roof, conical roof on top of it. And it was...
Is that different from a silo? Or is it
same
thing?
No, silo is a different thing. Silo has, in my terms, a silo has a complete wall around it. It's
mm-hmm.
not impervious. The corn cribs were designed specifically to put the corn on while still on the cob in the crib to dry, and then they would use it as feed during the wintertime. In the silo, they normally put what they call silage in the silo, which was chopped up stalks of corn normally.
Mm.
Of course, they put other things in the silos too,
mm-hmm.
but I was trying to think in terms of what my uncle didn't have a silo.